Weiter in Shastri Menachos Taf Mem Aleph Pekin Avar Mem Beis Bada Bada Page 5 Volumes up from the bottom end of the line. Zaktela Gemara Amar Rav Zera Amar Rav Masna Amar Shmuel Tchelas Ein Bamishum Tchelaim. There's no issue of Tchelas when it comes of Tchelaim when it comes to Tchelas. Vafilu Patalas Patur. Even if the Talas is Patur from Tzitzas, my Talas Patur. What does that mean? Ilay Medales Bashira. If you want to say that it's not the right size of a Talas. Then Vatani within a Braisa, Talasha Katan Miskasa Borosho Verubo. If you have a talus that the katan can cover his hand and majority of his body, beep turn the page. Mamalfabase va gadol yotse ba derech arai, and a gadol would go out to it in a arai state, meaning he wouldn't go out there often with it, but he'd do it temporarily. If he's not able to do it, then Alpha Pisha Gadol Yotze Barai, even if a Gadol would go out of Rai, Petur is going to be from Mitzitzis. V'chinyin L'Kilayim, and also in reference to Kilayim. And this is, right, this, V'avinaba, we asked about this, May V'chinyin L'Kilayim, what does it mean in L'Kilayim? Ilayim V'chinyin Issur L'Kilayim, if you want to say this also, this is also in reference to the Issur of Kilayim. It applies only to a beged that a katan can cover his head and majority of his body, but we learned in a Mishnah in Kilayim that there's no din of arai in Kilayim. The iser is every size, right? If a beged is shot into it, it's going to also be worn. Even if it's not big enough for them to wear temporarily outside. This is also going to be in reference to the heter of putting linen. Putting tzitzis on linen. If it's large enough, if it's big enough to be able to cover a katan and be worn by an adult temporarily, then the tzitzis is not going to be a sort of shatness because they are chaya. But if it doesn't have this size, then the tzitzis are not. So then, are you going to be over an Isser of Kilayim here? Because they're not, they don't have to be on this beged here. So we see that the Isser of Kilayim does apply to tzitzis put on this thing, which is going to be putter for because it's small. So what did Rabbi Zera mean when he said that tzitzis is not on the Isser of Kilayim? What does that mean? Elamai Petura. What does it mean when it says a garment that is exempt from the chiyuv of tzitzis? Hitil muteles. It means that if one puts tzitzis on the beged that already had tzitzis on it, the added tzitzis are not going to be over chiyuv of shadness, even though they are extra. Frank the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Zera Chadazim. Rabbi Zera already said this already. He said earlier that if one put tzitzis to a beggar that already has tzitzis on it and then took off the original one, that it can be worn because of the new one. So clearly he says that this new set is going to be good. Therefore it's pashut that he's not going to be violating the Isser of Shadness. Why do you have to say it again? Chadam Echlal Dechaverte Yitmar. Now, one of these was learned out from the other. It wasn't said straight up, it was learned out from the other one. Rashi says Mechlal. The Hittil, the Mutalis, Kshira, Itmar Hach, the Kilayim. Tan Rabbanan, Talis, Kefula, Chev, Tzitzis. A Talis that is folded is Chayv in Tzitzis. So Shimon Potter, Shimon says, nope, Asher She'im Tifshat. Nimtze Tzitzios Be'emsa Esa. Because if you end up, Asher says, Talis, Kefula, Shaisa, Ruka, Kishtayim, and Kefula, was double, it's very long, and if you doubled it over, and Rabbi Shimon's going to be potter, because if you end up undoing it, you're going to find it's going to be, since it's in the middle, Shimon potter. B'shavin, Shim kaflo tfara, but if you fold it over and then you sewed it together, then what's going to be the din? Shechayev, so you're going to be chayev. Tifra, tfara, pshita, if you sew it together, obviously, right? Why do you have to tell me that? Denakta b'sike, only the case where one, he did it with, he just put them together, not with thread, but he used some sort of tax to put it together. That's like it is sewn. Rabba bar Huna ikla the Rabba bar Rab Nachman chazed dahave miskas mikase talis kfula. He saw that he was wearing a folded garment. Or mi le chute yilave kfila, and he put tzitzis threads on the corners of by the crease. If shita v'asa chuta v'kam lahad direshe, eventually the garment became unfolded and the tzitzis came up and stood beside the threads, and they stood up by Rav Nachman's head. Right? It was two times his height, and he had been wearing it folded over in half with the crease draped over his head and his shoulders. And he puts it just on the corners of the crease, on the two loose corners. When the tusk came unfolded, he was completely enveloped in it, and it covered his front and back. In the unfolded state, it had four corners, two in the front and two in the back. The tzitzis that he had put the crease down the middle of the tusk near his head. Amalei savunas rabba bar huna setim. Lav hanu kanaf dekasav echona baraisa. I'm sorry, lav hanu kanaf dekasav echona baraisa. This is not the corner that the Torah speaks about, right? It's just in the middle, and there wasn't another corner. Asa shadye kase glima achrite. Rav Nachman came and he threw it off and put on another garment. Amalei says to him, mi savart chovas gavrahu? You think tzitzis is a chiv in your gavra? That you take it off, you put it aside, and it's not a problem anymore? Chovas talisu. It's a chovas on the talis itself. Rashi says, afilu eser. Yesh lecha tu'una tzitzis. If you have 10, you have to put tzitzis on it. Zil ramila. So go and put the tzitzis on the thing that you just threw off. Lema misayale. Let's try to back him up from a braisa. Chasinim rishonim kemetsa argu. Ba shalosh. The great pious chassidim, once they wove the first three finger breadth and length of the garment, what would they do? How you material about tchilas? You put tchilas. So they put the tzitzis before they were prepared to wear it. We see that the mitzvah applies even to when it's not being worn. Shani chassidim, the machmir of shayim. No, you can't compare it to them because they're machmir themselves. O pliga de mala wa 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 cha. And interesting. There's a malach who argues. Now she says a malach omer dechovas gavra. He's actually chovin the gavra. The malach ashkel of Ketina the miskei Ketina. The malach found Rav Ketina while he's wearing a linen wrap. And Amalei, he says to him, Ketina Ketina, Stina bekaita besarbala besivsa. You're wearing a linen wrap in the summer and a woolen cloak with rounded corners in the winter. What's going to be tzitzis tchilas? What's going to be? Right, the linen one you're wearing in the summer has no tchilas, and the woolen one that you wear in the winter has no tzitzis at all, because you don't have any corners on it. It's rounded. When are you going to fulfill this mitzvah properly? Amalei, can I sit back? On shisu aasei, are you punishing for not doing an asei? Right. Right, you're not chayiv to do it, you know. Amalei says back to Bizman Deika Ritzcha and Shinan. At a time when there's heavenly wrath, yeah, we're gonna punish people that aren't doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. So what he was asking over here is if Ketina is talking about mitzvos in like tzitzis, which is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. The Torah requires tzitzis only if you have these four corner garments. So he's like, why would you hold accountable for wearing something that doesn't need tchelas? So he says back to him, he's like, listen, when you're not wearing it, you're not over an iser, but you're not doing an opportunity to get such a situation, to put yourself in the mitzvah, then Shemayim doesn't look at it so nicely, and therefore he's going to be open to whatever this means, the wrath of heaven. If it it's more vulnerable, yeah. That wakes up because of other shtiklach for some other reason.
Now it's like the Gemara. I amart bishlam chovas gavra. Who of you want to sit to chovas the person? Hainu de mechayev delo karami. That's why one is held accountable if he doesn't go and put tzitzis on, you know, where it tzitzis. Even if it's an after. Eliyah might chovas talis, who halo mechayva. The talis isn't to have any sort of chia. Someone has to wear a garment of his body in order to be chayav and tzitzis. Okay, makes sense that he should be looked at in not such a great way if he doesn't take this opportunity to this mitzvah, because a person has to go to try to perfect himself by doing every possible mitzvah he's able to do. But if the mitzvah is only on the actual, on the baged, then it seems unreasonable for a person who has no such baged and who was not chayiv to even wear one to be considered unworthy. Such a case. Frank the Gemara, Elamai, Chovas Gavrahu? What do you want to say? It's Chovas Gavra? Okay, we understand. If you're wearing a garment that you're chayav to be wearing, if you're not chayav, not you're going to be chayav to do such a thing? No. So why should it be someone who doesn't wear it will be held accountable? He didn't do any averus over here. So even in the time of Shas of wrath, it shouldn't be that it shouldn't happen. Rather, this is what the Malach is saying to him. Tatzdike. You seem to be engaging in ways to exempt yourself from the mitzvah of tzitzis, and that is why a person is now going to be held responsible in Shamayim. Amar Rav Tov, Bar Kista Amar Shmuel, Klei Kufsa Chayavim B'tzitzis. Let's say you have something that's even left in the drawer, it's still going to be chayav in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Says Rashi, Talusas are Re'uyin L'tzitzis, since it's ready to be fit, to be worn, therefore we read that pasuk, we connect it to it. So you put on tzitzis. So modeshmo bezakin shasal lechvodosh p'tura. Shmuel is going to be masking by an elder person who made a four-cornered garment for his honor, his final honor, that putter in. Rashi says, "Means of tachrichan." My time away. Asher techase ba amar Achmana. Hailavli kasuya vida. This was not made for covering a person. At least not made for covering a person who's alive. Okay. Bahi shaita vaday raminanle. At that time, meaning when a person dies, we certainly are going to put the tzitzis on it. We're not worried they're not going to do it. Mishum loig l'rush chiruf oseu, because the pasuk says one who mocks a pauper insults his maker, meaning to say, Rashi explains, because if matil and beit tzitzis, the ilo ramina, if you don't put it on, dami kaleo, it looks like you're making fun. Klomer, if tali mitzos, ha, this guy's not having mitzos anymore. Amar Achava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, talis and nikra, chutz l'shol shitzvar. If you have the talis, a four-cornered garment that tore further than 3 finger breadths from the corner, one can sew it. Toch shalosh lo yitfar, but it's within 3 of the fingers of the corner. Rashi says you can't. Rashi says, but toch shalosh aroi la niach shan tzitzis. That's where Torah to put tzitzis there. Don't sew it. Lo yitfar. Dahacha chayshin and lahachi get the perishna. Right? You don't go and you don't sew it. Tanya Rechav Bryce says, it tal shenikur chutz shalosh yitfar, toch shalosh. Emer omer lo yitfar. Cham omer yitfar. You can sew it even if it's within 3. Peshavin and both agree, Shalo Yavi Afilu Ama al Ama Mimokamacher Ubat Khilas Vitolaba. A man in the Kham their mask, and that if the corner of the beged where the tzitzis were put tore off, one shouldn't bring a piece of cloth that has tzitzis from somewhere else, even if it's an Ama square, and put onto the garment in place of that. You don't go and do such a thing. The Rashi explains Mimokamacher. It wasn't part of it that Tanasia. And they both also equal in as much they're masking that one can bring tzitzis, then he moves from somewhere else from another beged and put it onto this particular beged. Rashi says, bottom line, matzah tzitzis mitalas acheres v'toloba. The hachaleka v'lo mina osoi d'atzarich lachzor lekorcha ulatakna kan kibitchila. So it's not a problem of tassamon osoi. Beep, turn the page. Mem aleph amad beiza wavad shalotei mufsekes. As long as the thread is not torn, meaning all the tzitzis threads have to be in good shape, it got to be intact. Says Rashi she kol chutea. Shleiman. All the chutin are shalim. Shavat mina, matirin beged the beged. You want to say from over here that you're allowed to take off tzitzis from one and put it onto another beged? Or Dilma de'i balai. The Shita Mukbetis brings down that this is a tiyufta to Rav, who says later on, ain matirin beged the beged. Dilma de'i balai ha'kata. Okay, now we go on and say, well, I know, Dilma de'i blay. Maybe the Brisa means that if the first garment became all worn out, they allowed to go and take the tzitzis of the other one
Not that you ought to do it in every case, because then it could be a disgrace for the tzitzis. But over here, we're talking about a case of the first one's not even really right. Taner Rabbanan, Tala Shekul Tcheles, Kol Minei Tzevonim Potimba, and the threads of all colors are going to be good for the tzitzis when you put on it over there. Chutz Min Mikala Ilan, except for indigo. Is that close to Tcheles shtickle color? Rashi says Lashum Lavan for the sake of Lavan. The hiv demin kanaf leka lekiyumaba en lecha lachzaracher lavan elishehu ba shnei minim. The red, so the two white threads, so that'd be any color, so to speak, and that's what it means white over here. So we said it's just after two tchelis and two white threads, and the hiv of white threads is learning from the pasuk, which is mashma that some of the threads should be the same color as the beged itself, which is generally white. In a tchelis garment, then the white threads will not be the same color as the beged, and therefore there's no point in making sure that they're white. On the other hand, they're not allowed to be tchelis, because tchelis garment is compared to other, in regard to the has to have tzitzis of two different colors, tchelis and non-tchelis. The Rebbe is saying that any other color can be used for the non-tchelis. Chutz mi color ilan, except for a color ilan, it looks too similar to tchelis. And you're going to end up making a mistake somehow. May say frankly where talus ain't poter by elamina. Talus can only pater with its own min, its own kind. Talus shakul tchelis, maybe tchelis for davar acher v'talaba. You bring tchelis and any other kind that puts on the garment. V'kala ilan lo yavi, don't bring that. V'em havi avi kasher, you brought it in its kasher. So we see over here it actually does work with the avid. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak lo. Kasha, this is not a kasha. Kamba talis bas arba chutin. The first place we're talking about a talis that has only four tzitzis. Kamba talis bas shmona chutin. Here in the second place we're talking about a talis that has eight strings. The first price that says that indigo is something which doesn't, is not going to be good for the chiyav of in the tchelis garment. It's talking about a case where one makes only four tzitzis threads. Two of tchelis and two of indigo, right? That they're folded over to make eight strands. These tzitzis are not good because they are all the same color. Later by itself, we're talking the case where one makes eight tzitzis threads and folds them over to make 16. The first four threads have two kinds of, two of tchelis and two of another color, like white, and the extra threads that are have some indigo. In this case, we don't have to rely on the indigo threads because the garment has valid tzitzis without them. And the Bais is teaching that one should not put indigo in that beged, even in this case. The reason is that if the owner sells it, the buyer might mistake the indigo threads for tchelis, and since the garment is extra threads, you might remove the indigo threads from it and then use them for tchelis in another garment. If you did, however, put extra indigo threads into his garment, the tzitzis are going to be valid because of the other threads that are there that b'diavad. Okay. According to Rav Nachman Yitzchak's pshat here, the second brisa asks lechatchila using indigo even in a beggar that is eight threads, because we're worried that someone might end up making things that the tchilas take them off and put them in another thing. So, frankly, Gemara Shamatrina, I'm a tearing with beggar lebeggar. What do you want to learn from the Yigilad? Do me beggar lebeggar. What are you worried about? Is that a machlokas? We're taking a stand here. No, Dilma de Yavad. Maybe the verse is saying that. If that did happen, even though it's not actually mutter to do such a thing, but if someone actually didn't doing that, we're not saying you're allowed to, we're just saying that might end up happening. Okay. It's my, now we finally get into the conversation. You'll either take it off from one beged or not. See, look, who's having shmore. It's my Rav Amar, in my tier, you're going to take from one beged to another beged. Switch it to just shmuel Amar, my tier, you're allowed to go do such a thing. Rav Amar, in my leaking, miner, linear, you can't light from one Hanukkah candle to another. You are allowed to go ahead from one to another. And we're obviously talking about here, it says Rashi on Hanukkah. Rav Amar in Halacha Rabbi Shimon Begrida. Rav said the Halacha does not go according to Begrira. Does not go according to Shimon in the case of Grira, which looks similar to this. The Shmuel Amar Halacha Rabbi Shimon Begrida. The Halacha is like him when it comes to Grira. Amar Abaye. Kol Mile of the Bar Avid the Karav. And all of the statements that we brought over here in all of Mar's actions, he went according to Rav. Right? It's talking about Rav Avraham Nachmani, who was a Bai's teacher. Rashi, Rav Avraham Nachmani. The Bar Mehani Tlas Davikishwam, except for these three, which he did like Shmuel. Here in the Vegas, he would go from one to another. Madlikim and Elaner, Alachi Kirby Shimon Bigru, and Alachi Kirby Shimon comes to dragging. It's not even a Barisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gor Adam Mita Kisa Vasafel, Vachelu Stabness is Chards. A person is allowed to drag a bed, a chair, or a bench on the ground on Shabbos as long as he doesn't have in mind he's going to make some sort of furrow. Because he holds that the Dovashem Meskavin is Mutter. Rav Yehuda Maser Lay Lekatzer. Rav Yehuda needs to give his talis to someone who is to a laundromat. Rashi says, Lekoves, Velochayish Dilma Mis Mintikot Chelis Ferami Bar Kol Ilan. He's allowed to give over his talis with this. It's just not to be worried that the tailor, the laundry guy, whatever it is, laundry guy, when he took off the tchilas and he ended up putting up the other stuff. Rav Chanina Avidla Sisa. Rav Chanina, when he gave his talis, he would roll the tzitzis into a ball to make sure that they wouldn't end up tearing. And Ravina Chayet Lo Mechat Ravina would sew them into the hem of the talis. He would fold over the edge of the talus to make a hem over there, and they would put the tzitzis inside it, and so I'm quoting Shai. Tana Rabbanan, Kamachutin, who knows then? How many threads is one put? How much do you got to do with the tzitzis?
What Ravina would do is he would go ahead, he would fold over the edge of the talus to make a hem, put the tzitzis in there, the thread, and he would sew it shut over there. And then he would take it out afterwards, after the laundry. Tana Rabbanan, Kamachutin, who knows, and how many chutin do you play? Four. Shlosha. Three. Two. One. Blast off. So, Bishami say that we have to do is, in order to make one string, it's you're done with four. And Bishel say three. Bishami going toward the logic that Gedilim comes out to be at least making into two, which is going to be four. And Bishel say Gedilim, the amount of threads that are used to make a braid, and that is three threads. Of a commentary Mushuleshes, how much should they hang down? Bishami Omim Arba, four finger breadth, Basil Omim Shalosh, three finger breadth. So Shalosh Shabes Hillel Omim Achas Mi Arba Betefach Al Kol Adam. Each of them measure 1/4 of a hand's breadth of the average person. Amarav Papa Tefach Doraisa. A Tefach Doraisa Arba Begudal, Shis Biktana, Chamesh Betilsa. The one tefach comes out to 4 finger breadth, which measure with the thumb, 6 with the little finger, and 5 with the index finger. So, Bissell is talking about 3 average thumb breadths and Bisham by 2/4. Amar of Huna, Arba Bissell Harba, Mishleshes Arba. The Huna says that the tzitzis should have 4. Folded threads that are put within 4 finger breadths of the edge of the baguette should hang down 4 finger breadths. Yehuda Amar Shlosh Abatuch Shalosh Mushalash Shalosh. 3 folded within 3 finger breadths of the edge and should hang down 3 finger breadths. Amar Papa Hilchas Alachas is Arbab So Shalosh Mushalash is Arbab. The tzitzis should have 4 folded threads that are fixed within 3 finger breadths of the edge and should hang down 4 finger breadths. Lamimra de Islahu Shira. You want to say that they have a minimum shear? Uraminu tzitzis ain tzitzis elo yotze. Tzitzis mean nothing more than something that sticks out. Of ain tzitzis, like the fringes. Vein tzitzis elo mashu. Even a tiny mat. Ukvar olu zikne be shamai. They all, the Bishami and Bishila, the Zakenim, they went up to the upper story of Yeruchan and Bisera, and they said there, Tzitzis ain lo shir. Kiyotza belulav ain lo shir. My love ain lo shir. Clouds, I mean, isn't a shir at all, minimum or maximum. In fact, they are low. Beep, turn the page. My Bishamaf ain lo shir. La maila, there's no maximum shir.
They have a share of minimum. You look at him, if you don't say that, then Kiyotzim Lulav ain't lo share. What do you say, Lulav as no share? Hachanami, the ain't lo share klal, not at all. For a time, we're looking at Mishta, straight up in Sukkah. Lulav shesh poshloshet fachem, can he learn it, but it's kosher. Ella, it's at minimum. Ella ain't lo share lamaila, ava yish lo share lamata. Hachanami ain't lo share lamaila, ava yish lo share lamaila, lamata, has a minimum. Tan Rabban, on tzitzis, ain't tzitzis ella anaf. It means a loose fringe. The pasuk says, and he took me by a tzitzis of my head. It means like a lock of my hair. And that's a loose hair as it got together. So we learn that tzitzis must have a portion which the threads are loose. The Amar Abaye, and Abaye said, Vatzarch lefruda kitzutzisa da'aramo'e. You have to separate the individual threads there. In the way of a tzutzisa aramoi, the Arameanian's lock, says Rashi, kiblori shelv dichavim devukos milmata ufrutos milmala, like the way of the Avicham, that there would be dovuk from the bottom and they would be separate from the top. It's a type of haircut that they used to have. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.